بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ومن استطاع لزمه الحج وله التأخير، ولكنه فيه على خطر. We spoke yesterday about the importance of istita'ah. If a person is by the means of going to perform the Hajj, then Hajj becomes compulsory upon that person. Right? So he says, the person upon whom the Hajj is compulsory, that person should try to go as soon as possible. The person could delay it. If it's able, he could delay it. But he says that if he delays it, there's always a danger in that. Because a person does not know what will happen in the future. So let's say a person is by the means and everything is in place, all paperwork has been done, but for some reason he just feels he wants to delay. He can do that, but he's always going to be on a danger point because something might happen that he did not perform his Hajj. وَإِن مَاتَ قَبْلَ الْحَجِّ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَاصِيًا بِتَرْكِ الْحَجِّ. Because a person that then passes away before performing the Hajj, especially now when he was able to do so, everything was in place but he did not do it, he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as somebody that neglected and that has committed a sin. And not only an ordinary sin, but he has neglected one of the arkan of Islam. As we said, one of the pillars and foundations of Islam. Right? So, we should always encourage people to perform the Hajj as soon as they are able to do so. And the reason for that is that we don't know what might happen in the future. Things change so drastically. We know that nowadays it has become extra complicated to perform the Hajj. It is no longer easy to perform the Hajj because there's so many things that must be done, so many preparations, and it is important to put things in place as soon as possible. So even if a person is not by the means right now, he should go and do the applications, because that already takes a few years, and then prepare himself towards that particular journey. So what happens if a person was able to perform the Hajj, but he did not perform the Hajj? What should his family members do after him? Are there any duties that must be done? Yes. He says, وَكَانَ الْحَجُّ فِي تَرِكَتِهِ يَحُجُّ عَنْهُ أَوْ يُحَجُّ عَنْهُ وَإِنْ لَمْ يُوصِي كَسَائِرِ لُيُونِهِ. And if the person did not perform the Hajj, then the Hajj should be taken from his estate. The money for the Hajj must be taken from his estate. Somebody must perform the Hajj on his behalf, from his own money that he left behind. And this will be treated like any of the other debts that must be paid. We know that if a person passes away, then there's a certain sequence of events that must take place in terms of his money that he left behind. All the things, or the very first thing that must be done is tajheezul mayyit, that everything pertaining to burial, that money must come from his money, from his estate. Right? The hole and the kafan and whatever needs to be done, that can be taken from his estate. Then, immediately after that comes ad-duyun. Further debts must be paid. That comes even before the heirs are able to get their shares of the estate. All the debts must be paid. Now, the Shafi'iyya, they look at this as being a debt that is owing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although it is not owed to a human being, it is owed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if the person did not say so in his lifetime. Now there's other madhahib, like the Hanafi madhab, that says that you can only perform a badal hajj on behalf of someone if that person has given you instruction to do so. He must have told you. The Shafi'iyya says no. There's no need to tell, because this is one of the arkan of Islam. It must be done. And if the person neglected to do so, and he was by the means, we're not talking about somebody who died that was not by the means, right? If he was not by the means, then of course he's exempted. He doesn't have his fitah. But if he died being by the means, but he did not perform the Hajj, then that Hajj must be performed on his behalf from his own wealth and it will be settled like any other debt. In fact, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about this on many occasions, then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَدَيْنُ اللَّهِ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُقْضَى. The debts of Allah Ta'ala, it is even more worthy to settle than any other debt that is owed. A debt that is owed to Allah is even more important than settling a debt that is between you and an ordinary human being. وَمَنْ مَاتَ وَلَمْ يَحُجَّ مَعَ الْيَسَارِ فَأَمْرُهُ شَدِيدٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. A person who passes away and does not perform the Hajj while being by the means, his affair is very difficult in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayah of Hajj, Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. It is for Allah that the Hajj must be performed for those who are able to. Then Allah says after that, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. But a person who rejects this, a person who does not, you know, believe in this, who does not give importance to this, certainly Allah Ta'ala is free of need. Allah does not need him. So when we perform Hajj, it is not for Allah. Allah is going to benefit. It is for us ourselves. We do the Hajj so that we can spiritually uplift ourselves, so that we can increase our iman, so that we can increase our closeness to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah says a person who does not want to perform the Hajj, or he rejects such a person, Allah is not in need of him. Allah is free of need. One of the names of Allah is As-Samad. Allahu As-Samad. What does As-Samad mean? لَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَى شَيْءٍ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ يَحْتَاجُ إِلَيْهِ. Means that Allah is not in need of anything, but everything is in need of Allah. That is the meaning of As-Samad. So a person who does not perform the Hajj, he is indeed in a very difficult position, and one should pray for such a person that Allah should forgive that person, because it's a very difficult thing to neglect one of the arkan of Islam. Now, this certain ahadith that says that a person who did not perform his Hajj, it is as if he died Yahudiyan aw Nasraniyan. He dies as a Jew or a Christian, as if he's not even Muslim. Now, of course, we make a distinction between two types of people. A person who rejects the Hajj, who says there's no such thing as Hajj. And I have actually heard some people have this view, strange enough, in our community. Many years back, I had a discussion with somebody, and he said to me, in the community that they live, there's quite a few people that have this belief that Hajj is not anymore compulsory, because it is just a ritual that is performed. I mean, what is the sense of walking around a stone house? What is the sense of walking between Safa and Marwa, because that is a historical event? What is the sense of pelting the Jamarat? It is like putting a stone to another stone. What benefit is there in that for you? A person who has that kind of sentiment, he is out of the fold of Islam, because he's rejected one of the arkan of Islam. So we make a distinction between such a person and a person who did not perform the Hajj while he believes that it is compulsory, but he neglected it. We say such a person is not out of the fold, but he has committed a great sin, which only it will be between him and Allah, whether Allah wants to forgive him or not. That is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the family must try their best then to make up for it, to make the Hajj on his behalf, if that is possible. Now, قال عمر رضي الله عنه, سيدنا عمر said, لقد هممت أن أكتب في الأمصار بضرب الجزية على من لم يحج ممن يستطيع إليه سبيلا. سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, when he was the أمير المؤمنين, when he was the خليفة, he said, I have an idea that I wish to write to all the governors of all the different places. Because obviously there were people ruling on behalf of Sayyidina Umar as the governors in many of the places that became places where Islam ruled. He says, I've got an idea to write to them that they should impose a tax on somebody who did not perform the Hajj, but is able to perform the Hajj. He went to that extent. He wanted to impose a tax. Of course, he didn't do it, but he mentioned it so that people can understand the importance of fulfilling this rukun of the arkan of Islam. And we've seen people, I've met people in my life that, subhanAllah, these people were really wealthy. They were really able to go easily on Hajj, much more easier than other people. But unfortunately, you know, dunya and other things were much more important for them than performing the Hajj. And some people kept on making excuses and things like that. Well, that is between them and Allah. Whatever excuses they make, Allah knows what is in the heart. But it is sad that we actually have people like that that have passed away that did not perform the Hajj. While they had the opportunity to do so. And I'm not speaking now in the time when it was even difficult to do it. Like now it's difficult, you must go for accreditation, you must wait for years until your name comes up and all of it. I'm talking in the time where you could just go to the agent and say, oh, you go to Hajj and they can book you a ticket. During that time, people wealthy. I know of people in our community that did not perform the Hajj. Allah forgive them. But it's sad because one of the arkan of Islam had been neglected. Okay, we move on now to speak about some of the integral parts of Hajj, the arkan. He says, وَأَمَّا الْأَرْكَانُ الَّتِي لَا يَصِحُّ الْحَجُّ بِدُونِهَا فَخَمْسَةٌ الْإِحْرَامُ وَالطَّوَافُ وَالسَّعْيُ بَعْدَهُ وَالْهُقُوفُ بِعَرَفَةَ وَالْحَلْقُ بَعْدَهُ عَلَى قَوْلِهِ وَأَرْكَانُ الْعُمْرَةِ كَذَلِكَ إِلَّا الْهُقُوفَ. He says, as for the integrals of Hajj, so when we go on Hajj, we learn that there are two different categories of obligations. The one obligation is what is called a rukun. And the other obligation is what is called a wajib. Both must be done. Both are important. Both is a must. However, the consequences of not performing the two different categories is different. When it comes to the arkan, okay, first let us mention what is the arkan. The arkan is what he mentioned here now. It is number one, to go into a state of ihram. And these things will all be explained in detail afterwards. It's to perform tawaf around the Kaaba. Tawaf, and that tawaf is what is called tawaf al-ifada, or tawaf al-hajj. The third one is the sa'i between Safa and Marwa, that comes after the tawaf. The fourth one is to stand on the plains of Arafah, to be present on the plains of Arafah, on the day of wukuf. And the fifth one is to relieve yourself from the ihram, which is the cutting of the hair. So these things are integral. What do we mean by integral? It is compulsory, it's a must. And the consequence is, if a person does not perform these things, then such a person's Hajj is null and void. And there is no way that they can make up for it. Right? They can't do something in order to rectify the mistake. No. That, like if a person was not on Arafah, he missed his Hajj. The only way he can make up for it is he must come again the following time, if he's able to perform that Hajj. The same goes for Tawaf al-Ifada, the same goes for Ihram and Sa'i and so on and so forth. So those things that we mentioned is of the arkan that cannot be made up except by doing them. Then the arkan of the umrah is exactly the same as the arkan of the hajj, except for wukuf on Arafah. The umrah doesn't have that. So when you go for umrah, the integrals that you must absolutely perform is you must go in the state of ihram, you must perform tawaf, you must do the sa'i, and you must relieve yourself by cutting the hair. So those four things must be done for umrah. When it comes to the wajibat of Hajj, so the wajibat are also compulsory acts, but if you left them out, there is still a way of making up for it. And the way that you make up for it is by paying a sacrifice, by paying a dam, what we call. We call it a dam. It's interesting. We say we pay a dam. The dam actually means blood in Arabic. So we pay blood. That's how we express ourselves. We pay blood. But it's not actually paying blood. You obviously sacrifice an animal, and that animal goes to the poor and needy to make up for something that you've missed. So what are the wajibat? All the wajibat is that the ihram must be assumed from the miqat. We'll speak about the miqat. Right? You cannot put the ihram on wherever you want. No, there's a specific way of doing it. And that is because the sanctity of the haram is such that you cannot go over that sanctity except in a special state. Can't go over into the border of the haram except that you are in a state of ihram. So the ihram in itself is an integral. You must do it. You can't rectify it with anything else. But to do it from the miqat is a wajib. It can be made up. And we had cases like this. Not too long ago, a person here from Weinberg, he sent me a message. He said what happened was, and this was for Umrah, they were in Medina first. They did all their things in Medina, Ziyarah and so on. Then they assumed the ihram. They were going to go for Umrah. They went to get into the bus, get ready and all of that. So the driver that was driving them was somebody that was new. He did not know the road well. So they were driving, and all of them thought like they're not stopping at the miqat, which is Bir Ali, or Abyar Ali. It is very close to Al-Madina, like few minutes, like 10 minutes out of Medina. But they were like driving for half an hour already and whatever. And eventually when they inquire by this person, he says, he doesn't know, he's probably far away from Bir Ali already, on his way to Makkah. So what happened now is, they actually went over into the border without going into a state of ihram. Although they had their clothing on, because the clothing itself is not ihram, that is part of it, but the actual ihram is when you make niyyah. And the niyyah must be done at the miqat or before the miqat. So he wanted to know, what should we do now, because we're almost in Makkah. But what must you do now? He said, well, one of two options. One option is you can return, go back to Bir Ali. And if you are able to do so, you can then perform your umrah from there, make your niyyah, come in, and there will be no liability or no penalty. The other option is, you can remain where you are, go to Makkah, assume your ihram now there where you are, but to rectify that wajib that you've missed, you have to pay a dam. Each person will have to pay a dam to make up for that. Right? So there is a way of rectifying it, and that case is to sacrifice an animal to make up for that. So making ihram from the miqat is of the wajibah. Number two, the pelting of the jamarat. It's of the wajibah. Must be done, but if for some reason it is not done, it can be made up by paying a dam. Right? Then also with regards to al-mabid bin Muzdalifah, to stay actually over on Muzdalifah, right? So we know the difference of opinion, we'll come to the detail. How long you must stay, is it till the half of the night, can you stay a portion of the night, must it be the whole night? It's difference of opinion, but the concept of staying over in Muzdalifah is definitely one of the wajibah, must be done. And if it is not done at all, then a dam must be paid. Another one is staying over on Mina for the days of Tashreeq. Right? We know that is also the wajibah. It must be done. Then tawaful wida', also giving a farewell tawaf when you leave the Kaaba and you come home, that is also the wajibah. If it is left out deliberately, then a dam must be paid. The only person that is excused from tawaful wida' is the woman that is in a state of hayd. She can leave Makkah without performing tawaf wida', and she doesn't have to give a dam also. But for ordinary people, you have to perform that tawaful wida', and we'll give some more details around that. So all these things that we've mentioned now are of the wajibat, they are compulsory, but it's a lower category of compulsory, lower than the arkan, in the sense that you can make up for it by paying a dam if you missed it, unlike the arkan which must be made in whatever way you can, else the hajj would not be correct. Allah gives us understanding and tawfiq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkaha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna itiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.